Welcome, everyone. This is the DFS Bum. All right, we have a four-game main slate coming up here this Thursday. Another four games again, so let's jump right into it. Before we do that real quick, please subscribe to the channel if you've not yet done so. For all you folks that have, I definitely appreciate that. So, all right, today, coming up here at Point Guards, we have Damian Lillard. He's coming in at the price tag of $10,000 on FanDuel, $11,000 off DraftKings. Coming off a 48-point game in that play-in game, he had 50 points minute-wise, 44 minutes and 42. So, he's just solid. Can he get that six times value? It's going to be pretty tough, I think, on DraftKings. On FanDuel, to hit 60, he could definitely do that. He did it three games ago, but he is starting to get kind of expensive compared to when he used to usually, was in that $9,000 range. Coming in right behind him, speaking of expensive, Chris Paul, he's coming at 8,200 on FanDuel, $8,000 on DraftKings. He had been rallied around in the mid-sevens in there, so he is starting to creep up. He's coming off a 48-point game that first game, playoffs, 37 minutes. So, again, you like him as a veteran. Going to be out there on the court. Then coming in right behind him, Brogdon had a real good game, 38 points, first playoff game, 7,400 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings, 39 minutes that game as well. Dragic, heck of a game, 34 minutes, 41 points. He's coming at 6,200 on FanDuel, only 5,900 on DraftKings. So there's some really nice kind of mid-tier value. Bledsoe, 27 minutes, 29 points. He's coming at 5,900 on FanDuel, 5,300 on DraftKings. So again, another guy, I think now that we're in the playoffs, he'll probably still go out there. He'll probably play about 28 minutes a game. George Hill still playing a fair amount of minutes as well. Markel Fultz, 29 minutes, 26 points that first game. He's coming in with 5,500 on FanDuel. Now he is that a 1,000? Oh, man. He's 1,000 less on DraftKings. I thought at first it was just 100. But yeah, he's actually 1,000 left on less on DraftKings. So again, this guy is going to be out there playing minutes. I probably would try to pay up to try to get Bledsoe or Dragic if I could, just because with Fultz, like him and Augustine played 23 minutes, so it had 32 points. Speaking of, he's 4,700 and 4,300 on FanDuel, 4,300 on DraftKings. So again, I just kind of see Augustine, he outscored him. Basically, he's just a more efficient player. Now for the season, Fultz is almost a point per minute producer versus Augustine being 0.84. But again, they just kind of seem like they cancel each other out. I'm not sure what the hell was going on with Nunn the other day. He didn't even play. And I thought he played that last play-in game, or not the play-in game, but the last regular season game. He played 32 minutes and had 38 points. So, just keep an eye out on him. Like I was mentioning earlier with George Hill, he came out, played 26 minutes, had 28 points. So I think, that he's going to be just playing consistent minutes in there, which that's nice to see. And then from there, outside of Augustin, then it starts to get a little bit really unpredictable. McConnell only played 13 minutes at 12 points. Holiday played 16 minutes, only had 16 points. Rondo's questionable. I probably wouldn't chase him down. Rivers played 18 minutes at 12 points. Sumner went out there and did play 27 minutes, which I thought that was kind of surprising. He kind of came out of nowhere at the end of the bubble. But he only had 12 points. And before that, he had played 30 minutes and only had 16. But if you do need a, he's out on the floor. So anything could happen, and it wouldn't take a whole lot for him to, get 20 points. I mean, it's just a couple steals, get a couple buckets, a couple rebounds, a couple assists. Next thing you know, he's got 20 points. Same thing with Austin Rivers, though. His minutes went down. Caruso, another guy, if you want to really maybe go, because usually some of these guys are usually going to be pretty low-owned. He played 29 minutes at only 14 points. And I tell you what, if Caruso's out there playing 29 minutes, I think more often than not, again, it's playoffs, so it's a little bit different. But if he were to play 29 minutes again, that a lot happens with Rondo. But if Rondo is not playing, I think I could see Caruso. I mean, usually, like, you know, he's very capable of getting you into the mid-20s potentially, which would be phenomenal value for 3,600. And he's only 3,800 on DraftKings. So, yeah, let's sit there. And then anybody else? Frank Mason didn't really even play that game. And then outside of that, yeah, there's no one else there. All right. With shooting guards, of course, we've got James Harden coming off 52-point game. Kind of underwhelming, particularly with a price tag of $11,800. That's where he's at on FanDuel, $11,700 on DraftKings. So, again, you know, he's obviously capable of going off, but, yeah, he's going to really to get that value. Yeah, I mean, that's basically 60-some points, and then you'd ideally even want maybe more than that. Now, it is a smaller slate, so sometimes just going for straight-up points might make sense, but normally you want you to try, you know, try to be north of 400 into the mid-450s if you can, and that's going to take, you know, 7.5 times value overall basically on your roster. So coming in behind that, much cheaper is Jimmy Butler. He's 8,100 on FanDuel. Only 7,900 on DraftKings, played 36 minutes, had 52 points also. You have C.J. McCollum, 41 minutes. Actually, I'll back up. The play-in game, he played 44 minutes, had 41 points. His last game, he played 41 minutes, had only had 25 points. He's coming in at 7,200 on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. So, I mean, him, I would definitely go over Butler over McCollum on DraftKings. I don't know if I imagine a lot of you guys probably heard this. If not, maybe not. But McCollum apparently has got, I think, a stress fracture in one of his vertebrae. He's basically got a broken back. And apparently it's really painful. And so if you just see his minutes before that, 43. And these guys, like literally in that startup, every game was almost like a playoff game for them. So if you, because they had to win, everything was a must win. So the crazy thing is with those eight games in that playoff, I mean, that's basically like those guys have almost played kind of like two series or a series and a half potentially, you know, and he's been playing heavy minutes. So I don't know. He's an amazing player, but I could see him having a big time bust potential, unfortunately. Now, another guy, speaking of bust potential, pretty underwhelming, Chris Middleton. He's only 7 grand on FanDuel, 7,200 on DraftKings. So he's coming at a nice price. He played 31 minutes, only had 29 points. He's usually almost a 1.2 points per minute sort of guy. So I could see him definitely, you know, coming back and then, you know, just having a game like in the 40s or something like that, really exploding. The only thing potentially with that Milwaukee and Orlando game, I mean, you always do kind of worry if there's going to maybe be like a blowout or something like that, and they don't play like, you know, the minutes into that mid-30s, which you'd probably ideally like to see. But I think he's probably due to have a pretty big game, and I think he's pretty reasonable price, you know, particularly when you have C.J. McCollum dealing with the injury being the alternative. We've got Gilgeous Alexander. He's another guy. He's a point-per-minute guy. He played 35 minutes. You know he's going to play his minutes. Just only 17 points. Only 6,600 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. It's going to be a paced-up game against Houston. So you could see him, another guy. You know, he's bound to bounce back, I would think, at some point in time. I mean, he's just too talented of a player, and he's a pretty decent all-around player. You know, he seems to go in there and, you know, is willing to go in and try to get some rebounds and things like that as well. Oladipo looks like he's questionable, so just keep an eye on him. If he is to play, he's coming in at 5,600 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. But again, that last game he had gotten, I can't remember what the details were, but relatively early in the game, he only ended up playing 8 minutes and only had 6 points. Schroeder came back, played 31 minutes, only 10 points. He's another guy who's almost a point per minute. Guy's coming at 5,300 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. So again, you probably think that he might be potentially due. That first game back, I guess it would be the last game of the regular season, first game back for him, he played 25 minutes and had 25 points. So pretty much hit it right on the head with his average. So again, you know, if he can sit there and get you north, you know, in the low 30s, that's about 6 times value there. So it's kind of like what we're looking for. Terrence Ross, speaking of that, coming off a 29-point game, 28 minutes. Fournier had played pretty solid in the regular season, and he's just been really underwhelming in the restart. So And I know he had been banged up a little bit, though Terrence Ross is I think a big boom and bust sort of guy. Normally just with his 5x value, it's like literally it's 50% of the time. So like, you know, like literally just flip a coin on that. And that, again, that's even 5x value. And like I say, we ideally want him getting closer to that 30-point number. Harrell came out, played 33 minutes, 26 points. So pretty solid there. Coming in at 4,600 on FanDuel, so you definitely like that price. He's really emerged in the restart. Now on DraftKings, he's 5,200. It's a little bit more expensive, but you know he's definitely he's just a fun player to watch. As you can see, he's got a lot of potential to have pretty big games. Pretty decent all around player. Duncan Robinson, 4,200. You know, basically, Harrell is kind of taking his minutes because for the year he had been around 30 minutes. And he was, I guess he actually was 27, but only 23 minutes that last game. And then it seemed like he just wasn't as involved near the end of the regular season for him. Gary Trent coming off the bench, but playing just mid 30 minutes here. He only played 31 that last time out, but before that, 35 minutes. A horrible game for him, only 6 points before that, 32 and 27. Only 4,200 on FanDuel. So probably I could definitely see that being a play or a strategy. Just take advantage of the fact that he had a bad game. He's going out there playing minutes. He's a decent defender, decent three-point shooter. He's actually a very good three-point shooter. He's known to go off at certain times, so he's probably due to really bounce back. So yeah, I like that. There's some pretty decent value here, it feels like, today. I know yesterday I wasn't really all that excited with it. DaVincio, he only played 12 minutes, so now we're kind of getting Iwanda. Let's see if there's any cheaper guys down. Connington didn't play 22, but I think that's more because the game got out of hand. McLemore potentially played 23 minutes. Wesley Matthews, 25 minutes, 21 points. He's only 3,600 on FanDuel and 3,200 on DraftKings. He ended up starting, I want to say. So if he's coming out there and to give you that type of minutes, now for the year, he's only about 0.6 points per minute. So that right there is probably his ceiling game. But if you had a lot of other value or a lot of superstar type players at other spots and you needed to squeeze somebody in there, he's a candidate. You know, if you could buy up to try to get McLemore, I'd probably try to do that. Danny Green, he's been pretty underwhelming. Plays minutes though, at least. Iguodala played 24 minutes. He's 0.83 points per minute, but again, I don't know. I think there's some other stronger value guys. They might not be dirt cheap, but it's worth trying to maybe adjust the roster so you can, you know, spend a couple hundred bucks more and get some of those guys that are going to be playing some more minutes for you. All right, at small forward, you have Giannis being the main guy, coming in 11,300 on FanDuel and DraftKings, coming off a 60-point game, played 34 minutes. So, again, he's one of those guys with the value part of it. Not sure if he will hit that 6x value, but he's definitely a guy just from, because it's only a 4-game slate, definitely got to consider. LeBron, speaking of about that 6x value, he's 10,500 on FanDuel, 10,900 on DraftKings, coming off a 66-point game, played 41 minutes. So that's kind of like the type of efficiency we would want, to get. But I definitely think, though, you know, with LeBron, that might be a LeBron ceiling game too, potentially. I don't know. It'll be interesting now that it's the playoffs. He's kind of takes his game to a little bit different level. TJ Warren, again, playing amazing. 37 minutes, 46 points. He's only 7,700 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. So, again, that's another guy that kind of second tier of players, I think, are priced pretty decently, at least on FanDuel and actually on DraftKings too. And then there's some of that next tier down too are pretty decent. Gallinari came off that monster game, 33 minutes, 39 points. You know, hard to know with Bazley. He only played 17 minutes and had 19 points. So he's definitely been producing in the startup, but I'm not sure, you know, just with the nature of how they're playing, if he's just kind of going to get squeezed out of that rotation a little bit. But again, that's another, that kind of feels like a ceiling game to me again with him. Carmelo Anthony, 37 minutes, 35 points, only 5,500 on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings. So again, another good value here. Evan Fournier, like I mentioned, 35 minutes, only 17 points. For the year, 0.91 points per minute, 28 points he'd average, 31. So I don't know. You know, he's seemed like at some point he should probably have a good game, but I probably would, you know. I mean, me, if I end up playing, like, say, 150 lineups, which I've been doing because it's only, like, been $3 to enter compared to what it normally is. Like, I mean, I might have a little bit of him, but even me playing that many lineups, I'm not going to have, like, a whole lot of him. I'm just not really excited just because he's been playing like shit. Gordon, nice game, 30 minutes, 29 points, 4,900 on FanDuel and DraftKings. That, again, seems a little bit more of a ceiling game. I really like James Enos here, especially if Aaron Gordon's not playing. He played 31 minutes, had 33 points. He's only 4,300 on FanDuel, $4,000 on DraftKings. So I think that's a nice spot there. Now, Jay Crowder looks like he's questionable. If he weren't to play, that kind of take us back to the shooting guard. Maybe guys like Iguodala or Duncan Robinson maybe get a little bit more run. But yeah, he'd played 25 minutes, only had 13 points, which was, you know, I know a lot of people are excited for him. But if he does play, he's only 4,200 on FanDuel and $4,000 on DraftKings. So basically on DraftKings, you could, if you were to play, you know, I guess if Gordon doesn't play, I would probably go with Enos there. But I think both of them have some decent potential. Again, if assuming that he plays. Daniel House, this guy is going to give you minutes, 28 out there, but he only had 18 points the last time. Around 4,200 on FanDuel. I don't like the 500 more, the 4,700 on DraftKings. But again, these are guys on FanDuel that would all potentially fit together if you wanted to. Deion Waiters, man, he only played a minute that last game. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought he'd go out and play maybe a little bit more. Yeah, I thought he played really well in the startup. I mean, look at his, you know, 27 minutes, 25 minutes, 16 points, 25 points. He had a couple of decent games. As far as another cheap option that's out there playing, Justin Holiday played 31 minutes. He had 16 points, but again, if he's out there playing, only 3,700 on FanDuel, 3,900 on DraftKings. Again, takes a couple points, couple rebounds, couple steals, and some assists. And next thing you know, he's got, you know, somewhere in the low to mid-20s. And he even had games, too, where, like, yeah, I was going to say a couple of games back. Now, again, some of those games are a little bit quirky just because of people sitting, and I think T.J. Warren didn't play. But in one game, he had 36 points. So he's definitely got potential. And then from there, we're not really getting guys that are playing consistent minutes. So I don't think it's really worth chasing down, particularly we've just got pretty decent value today. Or tomorrow, technically. Anthony Davis coming at the power forwards, 10,400. He's coming off a 54-point game, 10,500 on DraftKings. So, again, you know, if he's just scoring 50 points at that price tag, kind of underwhelming performance. You'd like to see him get north of 60 if you're going to pay that much. Adebayo, on the other hand, $8,000. Again, both the main sites. Again, it's like that second tier down. I mean, you're getting consistently getting, and again, this is just the first game, but you're literally getting the same performance for about like almost like $1,500 to $2,000 less at each position, it seems like, or at least at the shooting guard, small forward, and power forward position. So yeah, 47 points he's coming off of, 34 minutes for the year, 34 minutes, 40 points what he averaged. So like that. Covington, pretty disappointing game. 30 minutes, only 19 points. He's about a point per minute guy, so I'd expect him to jump back, you know, easily throw a 30-point game. 6,700 on FanDuel. A little bit pricey there compared to being only $6,000 on DraftKings. So I think but again, for him to hit like that 6 or 7 times value, you know, could he get in the upper 30s? Might be a little bit more difficult. Again, Aaron Gordon, not sure if he's playing or not. If he were to play, he's only 6,600 on FanDuel and 6,700 on DraftKings. Not sure what they would do with his minutes, but price-wise, if you were to be able to catch him at a cheap price and get him out on that floor for 30 minutes, that'd be definitely a guy to consider. Kuzma came out, played 30 minutes, had 27 points, $6,000 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings, so, you know, that's starting to get to where you maybe not want to consider it. Jeff Green's price really shot up. Yeah, I think he might have been just like around like in low 4,000s the other day. Played 32 minutes at 37 points. He's basically almost a point per minute since the startup. He has essentially been that. And keep in mind too, like just how they've changed the way that they've played. He's definitely more involved. So, I definitely like him. I think, you know, that is a little bit expensive for him. But he's definitely a guy to consider. Particularly then, like, it's like we have a really steep drop off. Like if Gordon doesn't play, Gary Clark would be a guy. He did play 28 minutes and 25 points, but if Gordon is playing, it's going to try, you know, lessen his impact. Birch only played 14 minutes, another guy at Orlando. So if Gordon were to come back, that probably just kind of makes him completely irrelevant at that point. All right, let's go to centers and we'll wrap it up here. We have Vucevic coming in at 8,300 on FanDuel, 8,800 on DraftKings. He's coming off a monster game, 56 points. It's funny. Now, basically, pricing-wise, those guys, him and Nurcik, basically flip-flop. So he's coming in at 7,700 on FanDuel. Now, in DraftKings, he's 9,000. So Nurcik's really expensive there. Last game out, only 36 points. He started off quite well, and then it just kind of didn't do much after that. But, you know, that guy right there with his poor performance, you're probably getting a bargain for him at center. Miles Turner, he's like, you know, 6,200. I just don't know how he's a point per minute guy. Played 32 minutes, gave you 30 points. I guess he's a decent mid-tier option. Steve Adams he only played 27 minutes, but against Houston, I mean, he had 33 points, and like, I mean, he looks just like a man against like a bunch of like little like elementary school kids out there playing. He's just so big, and like a lot of times like he gets switched up. So but again too, the way that they play, we just like to see, you know. And I guess he just played 27 minutes there, so it's kind of like, yeah. Now Whiteside's guy came in 25 minutes, 30 points. He's a point per minute monster, 1.4. And especially with Zach Collins getting hurt, not playing, like, you know, they definitely play those two together. So I definitely less like him. You know, if he's out there giving you 24 minutes, he can definitely get you 30 points. And that's pretty decent. I think that he's got more potential to get that 6 or 7 times value than maybe like a guy like Turner or Adams. Whereas, and then these guys right here, that's going to be kind of harder, particularly, you know, like for Vucevic at this point in time to get that. But again, it's such a small slate. If you're just going pure points, then that's kind of where you go. If you go for value, like Whiteside. And then I really don't know, like with McGee, I mean, he only played 12 minutes. Actually, sort by salary here. Lopez came out, played 29 minutes, 16 points. He is 1.05 points per minute. So he's a guy, you know, I could see him. He's getting cheap enough. He's only 5 grand on DraftKings, where that right there, he could give you a point, easily be in the mid-30s or something like that. And then he would really blow away value. Tucker ended up having a pretty good game, 34 minutes, 22 points. Wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of like a ceiling game for him. Normally, like, you can get him for like $3,700. He's 44 on DraftKings. So Howard only played 14 minutes, 14 points. Olenek, yeah, 13 minutes. I thought he'd played pretty. He was playing decent minutes in the startup, but then yeah, after that, it really falls up. So I'd probably go, yeah, if you just want points, go for those guys, Lopez and Whiteside, the value guys. And then, you know, these guys, again, I mean, they're pretty consistent, solid. I just don't know if they're going to really blow away value. So, all right, guys. Well, I hope you kick ass tomorrow, and I'll see you the day after. See ya.